Amen. Please turn with me to Lord's Day 39, Lord's Day 39 of the Heidelberg Catechism, which we are working our way through each of the Ten Commandments, and we find ourselves in focusing on the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, and what it requires. So that's found on page 43. Please respond to the question. What does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me. Submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. Amen. Congregation, when a generation turns away from any of God's commandments, you're going to see a deterioration in society. And the fifth commandment is not an exception. And as young, well, depending who you ask, I'm a younger person. I'm only 33 years old. And I'm not saying that in my day when I was young, you know, every kid respected their parents by any means, but at the same time, it's so blatantly obvious that as a whole in our new generation, there is this rapid decrease of disrespect towards authority in general, towards their parents, towards teachers, towards police officers, towards any form of authority. And there is this smugness about this younger generation, or just people in general even, that there's no need to honor any kind of authority. Well, all of that starts in the home, right? And that's what the Ten Commandment focuses on. That's what the Old Testament focuses on. How parents must raise their children, how children must follow their parents' instructions. And so the commandment simply is to honor your father and your mother. It reminds me of Proverbs 19:26, when it says, "He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach." There are consequences for this sort of rebellion, this sort of attitude that I don't need to listen to nobody. Because autonomy is what's becoming a god, an idol. Now, autonomy in and of itself is not wrong, right? We, as parents, we want to raise our children to have to think for themselves, to live on their own, to be, you know, self-sufficient. In the world, in the workplace. It's one of the climactic moments, right, in our life when we get married and cleave to the new family, right, as a husband or wife. You know, you have an identity outside of the home. But when autonomy becomes an idol and God is pushed away, there is no honoring of the father and mother, and it's purely autonomy, this self-expression, this I need to be my own person, I don't care about what any other authorities over me. Then everything becomes an obstacle, getting in the way of autonomy, which really becomes like a self-worship. It really becomes a self-worship. And so that's what's really being put on a pedestal in our society, that my truth is my truth, how I express myself, how I view the world, how things must be catered to me. I am the star of my own show called life, you know, and it's really grossly self-centered. And there are severe consequences for that. Severe consequences for that. In fact, that's why in the Ten Commandments, we hear God saying that it will go well with you for generations. That's really the only one of the few, in fact, the only commandment that has a promise in it for a long-term generation of blessings. To keep this commandment, that's because everything starts at the home. And if things in the home are shattered, those relationships are shattered, then it will have a ripple effect with, well, I don't listen to mom and dad. I don't care about what they think about me or what their authority over me. Therefore, I'm not going to care about any other authority in general, right? And so there's a ripple effect that that happens as a result. And so we see this clearly in our culture. We see this. And so the catechism focuses on three things. What does it mean to honor your father and your mother? It uses three words. It first talks about honor, which is another way of saying showing respect, to receive their instruction and allow it to mold and shape our understanding of the world. I think of Proverbs 12, which says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. Right? He who hates correction is stupid. Proverbs. Not me. I didn't say that. He who hates correction is stupid. And so, actually, that proverb is mentioned multiple times throughout the book. And that he who pushes away against correction, rebuke, or instruction, he's a fool. He's a fool. And next thing it talks about is love, which is, of course, talking about care, affection, a willingness to submit to them because it pleases not just them as your physical father or mother on earth, but because it pleases your father in heaven. And so there's also that warped relationship if it doesn't, you know, if you're not honoring your father, your mother on earth, it also reflects on what your relationship with your father in heaven is. And so, but the catechism is not blind to reality either. So you remember, you look at towards the end of the catechism, it talks about bearing patiently, right? Bearing patiently with their infirmities, with their weaknesses, you know, because I know this is a shock to you, but parents aren't perfect. In fact, they're woefully imperfect. With serious flaws in them. And so, but that doesn't give parents an out, neither does it give children an out either. What it means is that there needs to be grace that is applied. And neither does it mean that there's just blind obedience, of course. Parents don't have free rein to tell us to do whatever they want. All of it as under they are submitted to their Father in heaven in accordance with Scripture. And that's, of course, in correlation with the government as well, which is pretty interesting how the catechism ties those two things together with obedience to the Father and obedience to the governing authorities. There is no free rein, and we bear with their weaknesses to the degree that it doesn't call us to disobey God, right? We obey God rather than man. And I think about the Proverbs that talks about looking over or forgiveness. You know, the one who looks over trespasses is a wise man. I'm paraphrasing there. And then it talks about fidelity, which is about commitment. It's about faithfulness, right, to the relationship. You know, that it's not just, there's a limitation to, well, they cross the line and therefore the relationship is ruptured and I'm going to leave. No, there's also a sense when honoring your parents, honoring them means there is a commitment. And so all of these things to say is it reflects the love that the Father has towards us. That's why we can honor our father and our mother. Because none of these things that we're called to do, whether it's obeying and honoring our parents or the government, is outside of our relationship with God. And so that's a very important thing to keep in mind, to keep straight. But there is a sense that there is a blessing when in the home there is, as imperfect as it may be, as you know, both sides are sinners as they may be, but nevertheless, there is that pursuit of honoring your father and your mother, and parents who are instructed to wisely bring up their children in the admonition of the Lord. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 39 with that.